96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Morning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Tuesday, the 19th of December, 2023, and you are on the clock with Erin Green on this World News Tuesday with Mark Palmer. Mark Palmer sends his apologies. He's unable to join us today. Mr. Newry is going to sit in with me this morning because I have to leave early. But we're going to get the show started right now. Sand Dollar Holiday Rebates is here. Sand Dollar Holiday Rebates is back. Get up to $100 back this holiday season when you spend Sand Dollars, the digital Bahamian dollar, at selected merchants. If you're in Nassau, you can present your Sand Dollar-enabled digital wallet and receipts to Team Sand Dollar at the Sand Dollar Rebate booth, located inside Omni at the Mall at Marathon. Each receipt must have a total of $50 or more. Additional rules and restrictions may apply. Visit sanddollar.bs/merchant list for a list of merchants. And now to the Sand Dollar on the Clock giveaway. We're giving away Sand Dollars again. Every week, six listeners can win 30 digital Bahamian dollars if they get the correct answer and have a digital wallet. When you call in, give the producer your name and cell number and wallet provider. Include wallet provider and custom name in texts. Download a digital wallet right now because every Tuesday and Thursday, you can be a winner. We're going to get the show started with our Sand Dollar on the Clock giveaway. We're back. We're ready to give away prizes. Let me throw out the telephone numbers and then I'm going to throw out the first question of the day. The numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. Text line powered by BTC, that's 422-GR96, it's 422-4796. Here's the first question of the day. Who is the 2023 Time Person of the Year? Who is the 2023 Time Magazine Person of the Year? Again, the numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720, 422-GR96 is the text line, as always, powered by BTC. Who is the 2023 Time Magazine Person of the Year? Good morning, Mr. Newry.
Good morning, Erin. How are you doing this morning?
I am okay. The show going to shift up a little bit. I know it's a World News Tuesday. I'm not sure how many World News subjects we're going to get to touch on today, but one of the things I have on the table, you heard that song I opened the show with, right?
I did.
You know that song?
The Shaft, eh?
That's the theme song for the movie Shaft. And it's unfortunate that this year, Richard Roundtree, who played Shaft in a number of notable roles in the genre we call blaxploitation, passed away this year at the age of 79. At the age of 79. I see I have a winner for our first question via text. The answer for the question, who is the 2023 Time Person of the Year? It is Taylor Swift. It is Taylor Swift. So, moving on quickly, we're going to throw out our second question of the day, Mr. Newry. Who is the 2013 Time Magazine Person of the Year? Who was the 2013 Time Magazine Person of the Year? who was named Person of the Year by Time Magazine in 2013. Second question of the day, who was named the 2013 Time Magazine Person of the Year? Mr. Nuri, a lot of people we know passed away this year. That must mean we're getting older. I don't know if you remember as a young person watching your parents or your grandparents read the obituaries. Like Thursday's paper was the paper my Grammy had to get. She had to go through the obituaries to see who had passed, right? To see whose families she needed to visit, touch base with, reconnect with, let the rest of the family know that these people have passed. I remember that. And now as an older person, I too go to the obituaries to see if anyone that I've known, that I've lost contact with, has passed away. Guess who else passed away this year, Mr. Nuri?
Who else?
Andre Brower passed away this year.
Which show that is again?
Famed actor. You may know him most recently from the comedy show Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Police show. I know you don't watch a lot of TV.
No.
Prolific black actor. He was also on on the show Homicide.
No.
Ah, boy, Mr. Nuri.
Any history movies?
I'm sure he's been in a number of movies. I don't have them listed here, though.
It's a timepiece. I'd watch it then.
Right. I got a list of about 40 people here who have passed away. But listen, we've got another winner for our question number two. The Time Magazine named Pope Francis. Time Magazine named Pope Francis as the 2013 Person of the Year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a big contrast between a Taylor Swift and a Pope Francis.
You want to hear another big contrast?
Go ahead.
In 2022, Zelensky, the leader...
Wrong person.
Yeah, wrong person. Zelensky, the leader of Ukraine, was named the Time Person of the Year for 2022.
That's a big contrast again.
Guess who was named the Time Person of the Year for 2007?
Who?
Vladimir Putin.
Oh, interesting. I wonder what is the criteria, because this going for like left to right to left to right.
Well, I think it's the impact you've made on global politics.
And what's and Taylor global Swift did?
I'm still questioning the real impact of Taylor Swift. I think for Taylor Swift, it may be more local, more American-centered.
Not a global.
Right, because if you were talking about a performer, an artist, whose music and lyrics have not just inspired culture, but has told the story.
I don't know any Taylor Swift song.
Maybe I would put Beyonce on that list before I put Taylor Swift. But
I the thing is, I would perhaps recognize Beyonce if she passed, but I wouldn't recognize a Taylor Swift.
Yeah. But now I get a response for you, a text that reminds me that Andre Brower was in Glory with Denzel Washington.
Okay.
And imagine that he'd been working steadily.
I see his face now. You should have said the guy. The guy who worked on he's starring a couple of police movies.
Right. Ballhead. Yeah.
Yeah, with Glory.
Excellent. I mean, excellent actor. You could see his range of skill from historical drama to drama, suspense, thriller to comedy.
Yeah, I realize who the person is now.
Right. Another text said he was a great actor. I think the most underrated actor there ever was. He was great in everything. And he's excellent. Really great actor. Okay, let me throw out the third.
I thought he was going to explain how it's a Taylor Swift thing.
Like I said, the reason given was that in this year, her body of work is a cultural timepiece because it tells the stories of the times. And that's why I'm saying it could only be an American reconciliation, right? Because surely Taylor Swift's music has not expanded across continents, across cultures.
But America export their culture. We in the Bahamas, in the Caribbean, should be aware if Taylor Swift was that
prolific. Now, mind you,
we would have imported it, and we would have adopted that culture also.
Now, Cecil, we's old heads.
Yeah, I am old.
My niece know Taylor Swift.
Yes, okay.
I'm not allowed to lambaste unfairly Taylor Swift in any house she in. Mm. Right? And so maybe it's a younger generation of Americans whose story she's telling. Mm-hmm. Now, that in and of itself is fascinating and worthy of interrogation, right?
Before you transition.
Yeah.
Are there any black person of the year? Just because you call a couple of white people and I didn't hear any, just so I can feel attached.
There are definitely non-Caucasian people.
People of African descent, I'm talking about.
There have been individuals of African descent.
Okay, good.
I didn't go through the entire list. But then we also must remember, and I'll declare to the audience, the spaces that I went in to look for the list are really American culture centric, right? And global North culture centric. And you could see some biases there, right? You can see some biases, especially if you look at the Time Magazine 2023 Influencers of the Year list. It's fascinating. A great sort of snapshot on how we view the world and how the world views us as people of African descent. Let's throw out the third question of the day quickly. I've got a winner for Pope Francis. Third question of the day. Who is the richest individual? Who is the richest individual person on the Forbes 2023 richest person in the world list? Who is the richest individual on the Forbes richest person on the in the world list for 2023. Numbers to call again, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720, text line powered by BTC, as always, 422-4796. But let's go through the list a bit more. You know who else passed away this year, Mr. Nuri? Mm-hmm. Tina Turner.
That's sad.
Yeah. Tina Turner, her portfolio, that's the music of our lives.
Yeah.
That, I mean.
It transitions generations.
Yeah.
Right? Not like Taylor Swift music, but I mean, it transitioned generations where she's recognizable.
Yeah. And she became she's an icon for, in particular for African Americans.
Mm-hmm.
She's an icon for women, right? The story of her survival. Through her tumultuous mm-hmm. relationship with Ike Turner, her survival as an artist performing outside of her country, right? Mm-hmm. She moved to Europe for a long time. And then Tina Turner holds a special place in the hearts of Bahamians. Because remember election time?
Oh.
Simply the best.
Doom, 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 doom.
Better than all the rest.
Doom, doom, doom,
doom. I mean, that was, that when you heard that music,
time. Yeah, I mean, know who someone's walking in.
Right, that's Ingram's music,
yes,
right?
Ingram's music, yeah.
Hubert Ingram theme song.
Yes.
Yeah. Rest in peace.
And forgive me, Per Christie has a theme song.
Yeah.
Hubert Ingram has a theme.
Does Brave Davis have a theme song?
Or he just can copy one of them. Or he doesn't need one.
He's just hum along. Yeah. You won't know because he's just humming along.
We don't want to hum again, though.
No, listen, y'all need to get Brave Davis a theme song.
Yeah.
Y'all do this convention thing right, this rally thing right. You know who else passed away this year?
Who else passed away this year?
Raquel Welch.
And who's that?
You don't know who Raquel Welch is?
No.
Pause, think about it. Okay.
No, I don't know. No. I ain't got to think about that. What show would that person be in? This show she sings? Or she acts.
So Raquel Welch is described as an actress and 60s sex symbol.
Sound like a white woman?
Now, at the height of her career, I don't think she was regarded as a white woman.
Really?
I mean, when I watched Raquel Welch in movies, I thought Raquel Welch was Italian.
Oh, yeah, the Italians just became white recently.
Right, very dark olive skin.
Yeah.
Right, and I didn't know if it was just the technology at the time or not, but I think today Raquel Welch would be perceived as white.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely phenotypically white.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I remember watching Plenty movie on ZNS with Raquel Welch in it.
Okay.
Yeah,
what movie did she star in?
I can't remember the names of the movies. Okay. It's a movie with a riverboat. Like, this boy had his children.
Mm-hmm.
Like, his wife passed away. And I think she's hired as a housekeeper, but she don't know nothing about housekeeping.
Ah, cool.
Sort of comedy,
okay.
Family-friendly movie.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who else passed away this year? Like you said, Burt Bacharach passed away this year.
Okay.
Do you know Burt Bacharach?
Of course not.
Come here, play something by Burt Bacharach, please. Burt Bacharach was, and I may not even be pronouncing it properly, like I know this boy, but again, the music of our lives.
What songs did he sing?
He composed.
What songs did he compose?
All.
No, what?
Everything. Everything that Dionne Warwick sang. That's a lie. But
and you must appreciate that's a generation before me, you know.
No, but there can't be a generation before you, Mr. Nuri.
You get so old.
No, I mean, yes, but... And it's also about class and privilege and culture, right? The things that we're exposed to, the things that become...
What you trying to say? You trying to say this is your QC education exposing you to this type of music?
No, I'm saying that... Think about it like this. Perhaps I was the sheltered one.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Perhaps I was the sheltered one. Put on your headphones.
Okay, familiar with that song.
Okay then, right? I mean, everything I go read from Wikipedia, Bert.
Yeah, familiar with the song.
It's not the way you smile that touch my heart.
This sound like music of my parents.
Your parents didn't let you listen to the music they were listening to?
Clearly not this.
My daddy was a Cody's freak. If I could use the word freak associated with my daddy.
I remember dreaming about going into Cody's. Boy, one of these days I'll have enough money to buy a CD or a record. I just didn't have that type of money.
So this is talking about class and privilege. I was fortunate my daddy was buying all of this stuff, right? And so I had access to it.
Yeah.
Burt Bacharach was an American composer, songwriter, record producer, and pianist who is widely regarded as one of the most important and influential figures of the 20th century. All right, I've got the answer for my trivia.
Go ahead.
We're going to take this answer. Bernard Arnault sits at the top of the Forbes list. Good morning, caller.
Bernard Arnault.
President, good morning again, Miss Green.
Morning, Sparky. How you do?
I hanging in there. Little body issues, but ligaments and muscles getting messed up. But anyway, two issues. I have a neighbor next door to me. Her sister just came in from Oklahoma yesterday.
Not on a tornado, eh?
No.
Okay, good stuff. And Wizard of Oz.
She's a Bahamian, grew up in Camp Road and everything, but
awesome.
has moved to United States and is now presently principal of one of the leading public schools in Oklahoma.
Lovely.
She came home yesterday to visit. She normally comes every Christmas to visit her family down here. And she gave me some disturbing news about a Miss Bullard.
Okay.
Custom officer at
Sparky. Forgive me, we can't delve into that story right now. Plus, let's be very careful how we share what at this time can only be anecdotal, right? Let's be careful. In the interest of the good teacher from Oklahoma, let's do this one differently. Message me on 4280719. I know you can tell me I don't respond to your messages. Message me on 4280719, please, with that information. All right, we've got the winner for the last trivia question of the day. Bernard Arnault sits at the top of the list, Forbes Richest Person in the World list 2023. I'm going to take that answer, Mr. Newry.
But who's Bernard Arnault?
Bernard Arnault and the family company, they are purveyors of cosmetics and beauty supplies and things like that.
Vanity.
Something like that. They sit at the top of the list with like $211 billion. They've moved up from last year. Elon Musk dropped to second place.
They could pay the entire Caribbean's debt and have change.
Yeah.
And still be a billionaire.
Yeah. And still, because once you reach billionaire status, it's easy, it's very easy to keep turning those billions over. The hardest part is like making it to your first million. Once you hit that million, it's easy to turn it over. Then you hit that first billion, it's easy to turn it over. So we thank you all. You guys look out for a message from me later today to transfer your funds. 8076, last four digits, 4331-0591, 2336, and 8900. There we go. Mr. Newry, I am just about out of time. Text here, Taylor Swift, while her music may not be the most globally impactful, has revolutionized the modern music business model. Recently, she has negotiated the rights to her music and in an unprecedented way, inclusive of streaming rights, with Spotify and performance fees, where she now has a net worth of over $1 billion, and it is an inspiration for up-and-coming artists who don't wish to be exploited. Like, that's a great point, but I could tell you about a whole bunch of African-American artists who achieved, right, who gained the rights to their music. Long time. I just saw one the other day. The name is right on the tip of my tongue. And then the question is, would an African-American person have been celebrated for being able to do that?
What about all those African-American artists who've obtained $1 billion or billionaires? Have they been put on the list?
That's what I'm saying. No, I'm not sure. I'm quickly running out of time.
Yes.
I just want to read off a couple more names from the list of notable deaths this year. Suzanne Summers from Three's Company fame. You know her?
Yes.
You remember Three's Company?
I know some Suzanne Summers, and I know Three's Company.
Yeah, yeah. More sad news. Guess who passed away this year? Anita Pointer from the Pointer Sisters.
Okay, I know the Pointer Sisters.
She was primarily the lead singer of the group. Dianne Feinstein, oldest sitting senator and fixture of California politics, passed away at 90 years old as a sitting senator. Lisa Marie Presley passed away at the age of 54. Harry Belafonte passed away at the age of 96. Again, your friend Terry Funk, Hall of Fame wrestler, 79. Jimmy Buffett, Margaritaville, passed away this year. Henry Kissinger, Norman Lear, writer and producer, whose comedies changed TV, also passed away this year. I'm trying to figure out if Norman Lear was a producer of this. You know this same song? What's this?
I just know the song. Familiar with it. There's a theme song for one of those. Shirley, Laverne and Shirley.
There you go.
I can see them walking in the black and white television.
Yeah.
That was a big thing for my mom back in the day.
You know why?
Why?
Because Laverne and Shirley were working women. They were working class, working women, struggling with work, with family, with community, with life, and making a go of it. I think this was a champion show for women long before Golden Girls. Anyway, I gotta go.
Hey, wait, Aaron,
it's time to go to a break.
We're gonna take a break. I have someone from Phil Stubbs.
Concert
coming in. So I want to give him some time to see what that's gonna be about.
So you wait till I go into the dentist to have the show.
I can try get you one ticket.
To cause all my teeth fall out of my mouth because I'm excited about.
I can try get you one
Phil
ticket.
Stubbs.
I can talk with it. I can try hustlers.
That's the one thing I could beg for.
Yes.
Phil Stubbs concert ticket.
No problem.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
I see you later. I hope your dentist appointment goes well.
Yeah, man. To the listening audience, thank you for sticking in so far. I'm going to leave you in the trusted hands of Mr. C.A. Newry. We're going to a break. On the Clock returns in a moment.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny, all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman, does mind her business, take care of them churn, and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence, and we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I line up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328 tips or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll free at 300 tips or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone. So nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. This is C.A. Nuri, and I'm sticking in for Erin as she had an appointment. But I have Paul Fernander, who is in charge of special project. What again? I'm trying to promote you. And make sure Paul Mike is up for me, please. I can't say in charge. He's a part of the special project of Guardian Media Group.
No.
Correct me. Give me
your. I am the special projects coordinator for Guardian Media. That's Nassau Guardian, Guardian Radio, and Star 106.5 FM. But they say Star Hits now.
Yes.
And my sister station is Hot 91.7.
So what is Special Projects, by the way? Because I know you're here for Phil Stubbs and that promotion.
I'm here for Special Projects could incorporate multiple things. Usually when we have promotions, I'm involved with promotions. If we involve with charities, I'm involved with charities. I'm a point person. If we need somebody to contact someone in any ministry in the Bahamas, they basically, I'm the point person.
So let me just throw the number. If someone needs to partner with the Guardian Media Group in general, how can they contact you or your team members?
It's 302-2300. They could ask for me. Yeah. Or they could ask for my immediate supervisor, which is Brenna Wright. She's in charge of advertising here at the Nassau Guardian. She's also the manager of Star 106.
And when you say advertising, this advertising the print media, also radio, what is it?
We advertise on Star, we advertise on Guardian, we advertise in the newspaper. We also work along with persons who need to do things for print masters.
Okay. So can someone get a package to go on all of the radio outlets?
Of course.
And also have like a print media thing?
Yes.
And they have special rates and things like that?
It's a partnership rate, yes, sir.
A partnership rate? So yes, just reach out and then you work something out?
Yeah.
Okay.
They can get promoted on the three mediums as well as our online platforms,
Online platform also?
Yes. And we have just improved our online platform so people could go to www.thenassauguardian.com and take a look. They can see everything they want to see. They see the headlines. They see the stories. They see past stories. They have archive stories. And Guardian Radio is there as well.
So. I know we did a feature report, right, on an event or whatever it is. Say I'm a small business or a small organization trying to bring about something. How do I I know you say, someone said get in contact with you, but how do I
right
come
now?
Up with
as
a
matter of fact, let me. I'm glad you even asked that. The Guardian Media Group has something we call Guardian Business Boost. Each month, we'll pick 5 businesses and give them 1 month of free ads across our multiple advertising platforms. That's the Nassau Guardian.
Free ads?
Newspaper, free ads. Newspaper, the website, Guardian Radio, Star 106 Hits, and all our, all our social media platforms.
Okay. And how do I go about that?
They can register their business at www.thenassauguardian.com.
And get free ads?
For 1 month. We're picking 5 businesses every month. For 2023, the remainder of 2023, then we do it in January, February, March, straight down to December in 2024.
And people need to know about this, especially anything
free. It's been
free.
In the Guardian. It's been on the radio. It's just people have to start registering. We have a number of persons who have already registered.
Yeah, but taking advantage of the free ads.
But the more they register, if they get there, the quicker they register, the easier it is to be selected.
Nice. It's good to know. So why are you here today, Phil? Paul.
Phil. We're here for Phil.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Phil Smith. Phil Smith.
It's just not me, it's you.
No.
Okay.
Go ahead,
Paul Fernando, promoting Phil Stubbs, not Phil Smith. Go ahead.
Yeah, I grew up with Phil Smith. And then Stubbs. I grew up with him at, Phil Smith.
Okay.
And I also worked along with him at ZNS. And then there's another Phil Smith is at Delbinas. He was on television. Mm-hmm. He's in the news department at ZNS as well. So it was 2 Phil Smiths in ZNS newsroom. And so I tend to say Smith a lot when I say Phil.
I understand.
But I'm here because Phil Stubbs is having a concert.
Again, did he have a concert the other day?
He had a concert a few months ago. And then he had a concert that was supposed to be the Nassau Cruise Port that had to be postponed. So they've rescheduled it now for January 13th.
So come January, which is in a couple of weeks. The
right.
13th of January. Is that a Saturday or which
Saturday
day?
Night.
Saturday night. And where is it going to be held?
At the cruise port.
It's going to be at the cruise port.
Going to be at the
so it's
going
to be high end, big time event.
This is a big time event now, yes. And then Fanshawe and Iris Store and the Spank Band, they're going to be performing with Phil Stubbs.
So nice. Because I know the Spank Band.
And when Phil Stubbs gives a concert, he can sing for 4 hours straight.
Mm-hmm.
He has that much songs in his repertoire.
Yeah.
So it's a wonderful evening of Bahamian entertainment. It's just something you plan for, and you come there with comfortable shoes on, and you dance all night long.
The last Phil Stubb concert was sold out, but the space was small.
Very small.
Having that amphitheater now is a reason for that, because we need more space.
And then they have general seating as well as VIP seating.
Yeah. So just talk about the VIP seating and the general seating and some prices. Do you already conclude on prices yet?
Yeah, it's $50 for general admission and $75 for VIP.
Okay, nice. And will they have food and stuff like that? Because, I like eat.
It's the cruise port.
Good.
Everything
will be there.
Port.
Okay, nice.
All the rum you want, all the beers you want, all the sodas you want, lemonade, ice cream, conch fritters, Bamboo Shack is there. You could shop. It's just everything is at the cruise port.
So who's bringing on this concert? Is it Phil Stubbs bringing on this concert?
It's the Nassau Cruise Port and Zaymar Productions. They presented the new Phil Stubbs performances now going on, scheduled for the 13th.
Well, definitely if it's Zaymar is partnering with it, all lights and technology is going to be involved.
Cause sound they system going to be off the chain.
They high end. You call them. When you want your production.
You want the Lionel Richie, want the Michael Jackson when he was alive, and big names like that. When you want big names,
Zaymar. And the cruise port is committed now to showcasing the best of Bohemian talent. And the idea that they've chosen Phil Stubbs to be one of their premier events for Bohemians and international guests to come to, this is a big thing.
Yeah, but the cruise port has performances every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to go online.
And tune in. And know.
The Nassau Cruise Port, I think it's nassaucruiseport.com, and you could see their schedule. And they give you an idea of what they have scheduled for Fridays and Saturdays throughout 2024.
Yeah. Now, Phil Stubbs has a following. A Bohemian following would tend to come out. I've never seen an artist, a Bohemian artist, who can pull the type of crowd and present than where people come to know, I come here just for Phil.
Listen to me. If you know anything about Cat Island, they had a club right outside of Dumfries Cat Island in North Carolina. And they used to, it's called Disby Place. It was a small little club. So when they had the an event in Cat Island and Phil Stubbs performed, this is in the 70s, 80s, the road would close.
Mm-hmm.
The road would basically close and persons would just dance in the middle of the road because the venue was just that small and that's how many people wanted to hear Phil Stubbs sing. I remember his first concert he did because he had about 20 or 30 songs before he actually did a live performance. And it was in a hotel, it was Crystal Palace. And that was, he had some young, his kids performed with him actually at the time. They were kids now. I think they're in their 20s and 30s now. So he had it was a wonderful experience. And I know the concert he did a few months ago, I think out in, off Malcolm.
Yes.
The farm. He had a good performance. He sang forever. And
people turned out.
Yes, it just was too small. They enjoyed it, but the venue could have been a little bigger. And that's the cool sport. We want to give them thanks for presenting him again. And,
And Cat Island turned out. I never saw so many people from Cat Island came out of nowhere in support. Even the Prime Minister them was out saying, hey, We need to come in and support
Phil Stubbs. Phil Stubbs is a Cat Island man. It's Phil Stubbs and Lassie Do Boys. When you call them two names, they come it out.
Mm-hmm.
The people from Cat Island really come it out to support them. But Bahamians love Phil Stubbs.
I always thought Phil Stubbs became a recluse. Like, he stopped performing. And the idea to see him come and perform for the Independence Day celebration, then perform for this concert, and I said, well, where's Phil Stubbs come from? Because, he normally... He wrote songs, but you never see him perform.
But he lives in Grand Bahama. It's his repertoire is so huge. To put a concert together, you have to have plenty of energy to be able to sing 30, 40 songs, 4 minutes apiece, nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess it takes him a while to gear up himself to be able to perform at that high level. And he wants to give the Bahamian people a high level performance. So I think that's why he takes his time and comes periodically as opposed to going out every weekend performing.
I'm talking to Paul Fernanda, who is a project, what do you call it?
The special project coordinator.
You're not going to say manager, right?
I figured
special project coordinator, and you can always call him up. Give me the phone numbers again.
It's 302-2300. That's the main line, and my desk is 302-2345.
Okay, and we are talking about the Phil Stubbs concert, which is happening on January 13th, which is a Saturday.
Not 13th.
What is it?
January 13th.
That's what I said, 13th.
No, you didn't say 13th.
January 1-3.
January 1-3. The day after the 12th.
And it's going to be on Bay Street at the...
It's the Nassau Cruise Port.
Nassau
Cruise Port is not on Bay Street.
That's not on Bay Street. What is it on? Wharf? Long Side, the Wharf?
Prince George Wharf.
That's Bay Street.
That's not Bay Street.
You said go on Bay Street, and Bay Street covered the entire area, not just the street.
No, Bay Street is Bay Street. Shirley Street is Shirley Street.
No, Shirley Street is Shirley Street, but Bay Street is an area.
That's a block away.
No.
Prince George Wharf is a block away from
you
Bay Street.
You tell people ask where the cruise shop, they say it's Bay Street.
I would prefer them, they'll probably say downtown.
Yeah.
I don't know if they'll say
downtown.
Bay Street.
Bay Street and downtown is the same thing. No?
No, downtown.
You just have a different generation.
I'm 64, so
yeah.
Downtown is downtown.
The cruise port is on Bay Street.
Prince George Wharf.
We're in the back of there. And that's where we're having the Phil Stubbs concert on January 13th.
13th.
With a TH.
Yes.
13th, yeah. And where can I find tickets?
You could go to www.bahamastickets.com. And you could get your tickets.
So you could buy the tickets online, and the ticket starts at...
All tickets are online.
You can't buy cash no more?
No.
There's no depot to say,
it's almost 2024. You have to go online and pay for your tickets, man.
I used to that.
You'll get used to it. The technology is there.
And that means I have to have a debit card.
You need to have a debit card. You need to have someone who have access to internet.
An internet?
Yes.
Or you can't come.
You could come. You could probably pay at the door.
Yeah, that's good. See, that sounds like me. Yeah, last minute type person. People,
yeah, but I mean, you know, you're taking a chance for paying at the door.
Okay.
Because if everybody buy up all the tickets and you reach there, you can't. It is, you know, there has a capacity limit.
Yeah, I'm learning that with John Canoe now. You need to have a debit card and be ready.
Yeah, you have to be ready.
Yeah, but I'm excited about this concert. Besides, I know you mentioned the Spank Band,
mm-hmm.
right? Besides,
Iris Store and the Spank Band.
Okay, so Iris Store is going to be performing also.
Yes.
Okay. Because I know you need a warm up, an introductory band.
Fran Shaw and Iris Store will be the warm up, and it'll also be the house band.
Yeah. But I know the Spank Band is like the national band of the Bahamas. They play for everybody, right?
And they have high energy.
Yes, they right? do. And their repertoire is large because they know everybody's song. Right?
Yeah. They have some songs of their own.
They have some songs of their own. Okay. And Ira Starr is a distant cousin of mine, actually. We're on that same Simonette from Acklands.
Ragged Acklands.
Acklands. No, yeah. his father's side, the Starr side, is on Ragged Island. But his mother's side, I think it's May Simonette, is on the Simonette family tree over Acklands.
That's great.
Yeah, so he's a cousin of mine's. I glimpsed him, met him once. And also like Cecil Dorset, them, who played some kind of... Steel pan. Yeah, the musical family, the Simonettes right? But tell me more about any more details about the event.
But before we go into the event, before we finish off with the event, because the times, I want to mention the Guardian Business Boost again, because it's free to register.
Yes.
And they can register at www.thenassauguardian.com, and they can be picked 5 businesses each month. We pick for 1 month of free ads across our multiple advertising platforms. That's the Nassau Guardian, the Nassau Guardian newspaper, Guardian Radio, Star 106 Hits, all of the websites, the 3 of their websites. So it's going to be an opportunity for them to get their catapult their business into the spotlight.
So let me put in my own words, right? If you're out there and if you want to take advantage of these free advertisement and promotions, right?
And it's free to register.
You go online and register,
mm-hmm.
right? You register and 5 businesses?
Each month will be picked.
It's picked each month. And then you are promoted and advertised on the various platforms that the Guardian Media Group.
The Nassau Guardian, Guardian Radio, Star 106, and all of the social media platforms. That's Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
And give me that website again.
www.thenassauguardian.com.
Good. So I'm excited about that, especially if you have the medium-sized or small business say, hey, I need some help. Let's see how I can partner with the Mad Guardian Media Group. You can start off from this platform, and then you start negotiating rates and which best platform is best for you. So I'm excited about that.
The thing about advertising is, in today's age, you have multiple platforms to advertise.
Yeah.
You could advertise in newspaper, you could advertise on radio, or you could go advertise in social media. And that's the key. I mean, if you could cross-promote on each one of them, it's ideal. But if you want to be singular, if you have a smaller budget, you could try the social media. If you have a little larger budget, you could go to the radio and then the newspaper.
So you have different rates. So you could have a social media budget, and then you could have a print budget, and you could have a radio budget.
It's based on their budget.
Oh, okay.
It's based on their budget. Some people
call you and say, hey, I have this amount of money. And then you work with a package. Well, if you for that.
Standard rates. But we can organize a package based on your budget.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's really good. That's good.
A lot of persons always say, well, what your rates are, and we always try to tell them they should have an established budget.
Mm-hmm.
Because they basically, if you're in business, you basically have an idea how much you're paying for light mm-hmm. per month, how much your staff is per month. You have an idea.
Mm-hmm.
So you should have, if you're thinking about having a business, you should have an idea of your advertising budget. I mean, you might have
What if I'm an upstart business, right? I just started, so I've never had a budget for advertisement, but I realized that, hey, I need some promotion because I just open in and I need more traffic. How do I come to you and
say, that's the key.
Go ahead.
It's based basically on what you want your objective to be. Mm-hmm. Some people want to start off with a bang. Others just want to be consistent in advertising. You could advertise once a week for a year. And the consistency will help you if you have a good location. If you put it on three times a week for a year, people will think you're advertising every day for the year.
Yeah.
It's just because the majority of persons that listen to radio or use the news or watch, read the newspaper, do it consistently. Mm-hmm. So they see the same things every day, or they hear the same things every day. So it's just basically you program them to wanting to hear your ad. And, you know, I'd have to be good too. It don't make no sense. Put that ad out.
So York read the ads too? Since
at the Nassau Guardian, we can produce your newspaper ad free of charge. A radio ad, you pay for a radio ad to be produced.
But okay, so I come up with the idea on like basically what I want to be said or promote, and then someone comes and record it and craft it. So this is how it's going to be.
We'll work with you, but you basically should have an idea if you have a business, what you want your ad to sound like. Mm-hmm. And we'll work with you, yes.
I like the word, we'll work with you. Okay, I have a quick call here, but someone wanted to remind me that Irish Store is from Watlands Island and now San Salvador and not Ragged Island, so I wanted to do that, all right?
Oh, yeah, he's from San Salvador.
Yeah.
My bad, Ira.
No problem. But patch that caller through, producer. Let me see who that is. Go ahead, caller. Put in your earphones there. Pull out for me, please.
Hey, Nure, how you doing?
Morning, how you doing?
I'm fine. Paul, how you doing?
Oh, you putting on right now? Give me a couple seconds.
I'm okay.
Peace and greetings to you, man.
And who is this?
It's Pumpkin.
Hello, Mr. Pumpkin. How you doing, man? Long time no hair.
I know you from the foundation, the motherland.
Oh, because you used to be on the radio all the time when we first opened up Guardian Radio. I mean, you were constant.
Yeah, from Zelenist time. Listen, a question for you. It's been Guardian Radio and TV, man.
When Guardian Radio go on TV, Guardian Radio is on the radio. What you mean TV? You mean we on Facebook?
Yeah, but y'all need to go television now.
You mean we need to embark on becoming a television station?
Yes, sir, embark.
I will look good on TV, by the way. That's it.
Well, that's a management's decision. The investors would have to do that. Television is very expensive. A lot of people don't realize that.
Not really. It's cutting down now. It's becoming less expensive, you know.
That's your philosophy. I'm telling you the truth. Television is rather expensive. The technology of television is very expensive. People who go on television want to be paid. And it's not about giving them kibbles and bits. They want hunks and chunks.
All right. But that's my only question I have for you. Good to hear your voice. Tell your wife, I say hello, and have a good and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you too, Mr. Pumpkin.
Okay, thank you very much, Pumpkin. I know we're about to close now, but I want to give you an opportunity again to remind us about the Phil Stubbs concert that's going to be on January 13th. Did you say I pronounced 13th again? 13th, 2024, at the Nassau Cruise Port.
Yes.
What time is it going to be again?
The Nassau Cruise Port and Zaymar Production presents Phil Stubbs, also performing Fanshawe and Iris Store and the Spank Band. It's the 13th of January, 2024. General admission is $50, VIP $75. Tickets available at www.bahamastickets.com. Doors open at 7 p.m. Showtime is 9 p.m.
Okay, let me see if I can squeeze just one more call in.
No, last thing.
Go ahead, last thing, go ahead.
Ticket outlets at the Plantation Bar and Grill, Caves Heights, and also at Miso Mall and Marathon. So you can buy physical tickets if you don't want to buy your tickets online.
Okay. Just want to remind people you can watch us on GuardianTalkRadio.com, and you can see me live and I wave to the cameras because the camera's there now. So that GuardianTalkRadio.com, you can watch me there. I always tend to be getting up and down. But let me squeeze this one caller there. Let me see if they want to talk about Phil Stubbs. Go ahead, producer, patch that caller through. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Go ahead. You're live.
Hey, you know, that's Paul Fernando.
That's Paul Fernando.
Yes, peace and greetings, gentlemen. I was wondering, that thing which you said, I hear your voice doing a commercial on the 16th of December. How was it? You say you could even came in your lingerie and different things. Hey, so was it good?
They had a good turnout. They had a good turnout, but you know we had inclement weather during this weekend. So
The amount of person, they raincoat or nothing. Then?
I saw the photographs and the people did show up.
We had exciting news to this commercial. I would have thought you would have been there and something.
Paul is good.
Hold on now. You remember, I'm a stroke survivor now, so I can't walk that distance anymore.
Okay.
And so,
okay, tell me something. How important is this? I hear a lot of callers. Sometimes people send text messages, but they always tell us, say, go to our app. You know the tune-in thing where you could go on Alexa and then them assistant, them personal assistant, what you call them, AIs and stuff. We could have picked up Guardian Radio all over the world. True.
Guardian Radio has their own app too. You can download
that. Yeah, that's
that.
What they keep telling us, but I mean, that little difficult. Y'all can't get back on tuning. So, because people listen to it all over the world.
We'll work on that for you. We'll work on that. I'll talk to the engineers and see
how, all right, Fernando.
How quick we can get that. And that'll be your Christmas present.
Yes. Thank you very much, Paul, for coming upstairs.
Thank you very much for having me here.
Man,
thank you very much.
We need
much.
To do a partnership. See what all Guardian is doing and promoting. Be happy to bring you on. Okay? This has been Guardian Radio AM. No, this is not Guardian Radio. This has been On The Clock with Aaron Green. Guardian Radio AM is up next. We have Catherine Mitchell is going to be joining me, the co-host with me. And we have a guest, Ms. Gibson, who's doing big things in abroad. So we're going to be interviewing her on that. But anyway, Phil Stubb concert. January 13th.
13th. TH. 13th.
But that's what? 13th.
13th.
January
13th. What's your tongue between your teeth?
January 13th.
There you go.
2024 at the Nassau Cruise Port on, did you say George, Prince George Dock?
Prince George Wharf.
I would say Bay Street. Anyway, have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Some love vine, five fingers and a strong bar. Then every day, drink a cup, it'll build you up. Down home, it'll make you strong. Down home, got plenty of iron. Down home.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.